Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This one's from Sheree, CLO in East Point. Sheree in East Point writes, "My team beat my husband's team in a game of cards. And he's still mad at me a week later, saying we cheated, and I laughed in his face. If I had won, he would have done the same thing. I hate a sore loser. Why is he still whining?"
Because he lost. Because he lost.
Uh-huh.
It's a card game.
Exactly.
In the words of my daddy, you have two choices here. You can either get over it, or you can die mad. And it didn't make him no difference.
Your dad was a card player.
But you can take this to the grave with you if you want to. Die mad.
I don't care.
That's really, it's a card game, you know? It's,
yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Right.
They must have cheated, though. They probably
Yeah,
did.
Well, you know, if you play me, I'm telling you right now, listen to me.
Yes.
Don't come over here and expect this to be done fairly. That ain't what I do.
Oh, we know you
oh,
cheat.
This I know.
Oh,
I know from
yeah.
experience.
Oh, he cheats at cards.
Oh, so my what, you want to play? Come on. And let me ask y'all something. This is how good I am. Y'all know I cheat. Have you ever busted me?
Yeah. Yes, we
have. I ain't busted.
No, you haven't. Carly, you ain't. Girl, bye.
Yes, in Africa, we did bust
you. You didn't bust me cheating? Well, okay, tell me what I did.
You were Can't hiding remember the that, cards. You were hiding huh? the cards. You were hiding.
I wasn't hiding no cards. I shuffled.
What were you
no,
doing?
No, no, no. No, no. When I deal, I'm going to win. I didn't hide no card. I didn't give you what you
How
needed
you
to win. I didn't hide.
Oh, God.
They was all in that deck.
Uh-huh. Comes under the cheating umbrella, Steve, whatever you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, cheating.
Right.
You know, the fact that you didn't get no jokers and no spades, that ain't on me.
You dealt the cards, though.
No, yes.
Well, you know.
All right, moving on, cheater, to Rayford in Detroit. Rayford writes, "I met the perfect woman and we clicked right off. I finally went by her house and I'm in awe of how she's living. Her home looks like it was taken from a page in a magazine. My home is not as nice. Should I warn her before I invite her over?"
Yes, yes.
What you got going on over there?
You got to
what
tell
is he
going
to say?
Hey, look here. I done been to your house.
Mm-hmm.
It's immaculate. I love it.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, I'm letting you know right now, I need a woman's touch in my house.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good move.
That's
all you got to do.
But once you
and I'm open
there.
To any suggestions you might have. I'm not a good organizer. I'm not a mm-hmm. good decorator.
What does that mean his house looks like, though?
He got stuff everywhere.
Yeah. I'm a mess.
He borderline a hoarder.
Nothing match.
His house looks like his house look like when you pull up at people and they having a garage sale. That's his house.
Stuff everywhere. All right, moving on to Layla in Chattanooga. Layla writes, "My boyfriend was asleep on my sofa when I got home from work Monday. He said he wanted to avoid traffic. I'm irritated because my roommate was there alone with my man. I trust her, but not him. Why didn't he tell me he was coming early?"
Okay, too, man.
He was tired. He was just tired. What? He just wanted to beat the traffic. And why didn't he tell you he was early, you know, just in case? You know, he over
just
there
in
early.
Case.
Nah,
dot,
see,
dot,
lady,
dot.
You got it. You trust your girlfriend. You don't trust him. It take two to tangle.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But she fine, though. Let me tell you that, though. That roommate's
yes,
fine.
Sir. Yes, sir.
That's why he got over there early.
Yes, sir. Been trying to get over there. Been trying to find a way to be in that house with her by herself. Been trying. Went over there early to avoid traffic. My man.
So he's just sleeping on the couch when she walks in.
Fell asleep on the couch because wasn't nothing happening.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were going
to. He made all that noise, all that rumbling around, but she didn't come out the room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the roommate. She didn't take the bait, huh?
Oh, he shuffled about 20 minutes.
That's what he was doing.
Do.
Stuff to get her to come out the room.
Keisha. Keisha.
That's how he called her name. That's how he's saying it, though.
Yeah, that's his girlfriend's name.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, he tried, like you say.
Oh, y'all go over here. Now.
Okay, last one, Steve. This is from Kenny in Plano. Kenny writes, my wife said I'm too playful with the stylists that work in our salon. I try to be a peacemaker because they love to argue with each other, even my wife. How do I get her to be more pleasant with the stylist and less authoritative? She's a meanie. Wow.
Who's a meanie?
His wife. Can you believe that?
That ain't your job, dog. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be extra nice to the stylist because your wife
a meanie. She fine, too. She fine, too.
Yes, Lord. He trying to keep the peace. Don't want her to leave.
Yeah, he's saying
she
his
don't
stylist.
Even wear no smock when she be doing shit.
When she's cutting or shampooing, no smock?
None. Just jeans.
What are they in there arguing about?
I don't know. I ain't had hair so long. Oh, the wife don't work there?
Sound like they
well,
own
Well, she might, though, because
yeah,
he's...
Them. Yeah, I thought they was the owners.
Yeah, they are the owners. He says he tries to be a peacemaker because they love to argue with each other, even my wife. So how do I get her to be more pleasant with the stylist and less authoritative? She's a meanie.
Where's this beauty shop at so we
they
can
do,
run by
in
there?
Plano, in Plano.
Okay.
In Plano. I used
so
to live
the
Plano.
Stylists do work in their salon. They do own the salon.
You married her. You know how she is. What you finna do? She mean to you sometimes.
Is she?
Oh, hey. I had one of them. Get out, dog. That salon, all that. Get out.
That's their business.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.